Tina here with Tech with Tina. And right now we're behind the scenes of CES 2011. And I've got Jessica Redding, who works on the Office Blogs team. And Jessica, you know, we have a lot of students, a lot of Office users. What do people have to look forward to in 2011 with regards to Microsoft Office?
Well, I know it is kind of funny to think about a business productivity tool being here at a consumer electronics show, but it's actually really important. I mean, our lives, you know, kind of blend together, gaming and productivity, across all these devices and stuff. And a couple of the really cool things in Office 2010 that we're excited about and that we're talking to people about here are Office web apps, which are web-based versions of some of our most popular applications, and
so
anybody
can
use
web,
them.
Web-based version. Explain that to gamers.
Go to a website that is running a version of Excel right there on the website, and you can create your spreadsheet and edit it and share it via SkyDrive and just work with it the way that you would work with Excel just on your machine.
So I don't have to go to the Microsoft store and buy Excel and purchase it and install it.
Nope, it's free.
Okay.
Sign up, and you can start using it. Okay. You'll get a richer experience if you also have the client installed. But it's great. And for students, I would imagine, you know, if you're working in a study group or something like that, you got to share something around. It's a great way to do that.
You know, everyone's always talking about OneNote.
I
got to admit, I don't use a lot of OneNote, so I'm not familiar with it, but there's a lot of hype around it. What is it? What do
you
use it for?
OneNote, we're talking a lot about OneNote, too. That's the other thing we're talking about in Office 2010. And OneNote's kind of the best Office application that you're not using yet. And OneNote is just a great little, it's sort of like a system of folders where you can store your notes, or you can store lists, and you can categorize them kind of like you would in a file folder, you know, and keep them all together. You can also do great stuff like store video clips in there along with your notes. You can store voice notes. You can take little screen clippings of a web page, plop them right into OneNote, and you'll get the reference, you know, the URL.
Work on the same OneNote?
Yeah, there's a way to share your OneNote notebook as well. You got to have a little bit of special setup to be able to do that, but there's also a OneNote web app. And it's great. Also a great thing for students for sharing. So the other thing that we did is we brought Devin Pastor, a young gentleman who's a student, and he's part of our Real Life Stories program, to talk to people here at CES about how he's actually using OneNote.
So he's like a OneNote whiz?
He's a total OneNote whiz.
Dude!
He's amazing.
Let's go meet Devin, the OneNote whiz. So I'm here with Devin, and Devin, you are like the OneNote whiz, right?
Yeah, I hope to be.
And you're a graduate student at NC State, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so talk about, in 60 seconds or less, what it is about OneNote that you love so much.
Well, OneNote's really the hub of my entire life. You know, I have so much stuff that goes on both in my personal life as well as my school life, as well as my work life, that I have to keep everything organized, and I have to be able to access it on multiple computers. You know, I have a tablet PC for taking notes for all my science classes in school, as well as I have a home computer, as well as just a laptop. And so, you know, being able to sync everything to the cloud and then back to all those computers with OneNote provides that opportunity to do pretty much whatever I want. Likewise, the kind of sandbox of OneNote that you can really do anything. There aren't any bounds of like, you know, this is a paper guideline. Allows me to really just kind of use my imagination to come up with whatever sort of organizational way I want to present my information.
So, Devin, before I let you go, what's your single favorite thing about OneNote?
The fact that I can sync it anywhere.
Right on. Sync it up. Thanks, Devin.